Hello and welcome. While much of the attention on improving infrastructure and military deployment has been focused on the western part of the northern frontier in Ladakh, the eastern deployment has also improved and is improving as the months go by because of China's belligerent action along the entire Himalayan frontier. I'm Nitin Gokhale. So, while the northern frontier or the western part of the northern frontier in Ladakh hogged much of the limelight in 2020 and early 2021, quietly, India has been beefing up its infrastructure as well as military deployment in the eastern sector. Both the Eastern Air Command as well as the Eastern Army Command have moved assets which are coming in fresh from other parts of the country, and also trying to improve the neglected part of the infrastructure of runways, of ALGs, of new shelters and new habitats for soldiers across Assam and Arunachal Pradesh to begin with. These two states form the frontier as far as China is concerned in the eastern sector. In the past 8 days or so, I've been traveling across Arunachal Pradesh and parts of Assam to understand how this infrastructure is being improved. Roads have come up, new roads have been sanctioned, new bridges and some tunnels are coming up in a very quick manner as far as the eastern sector is concerned to support fresh and additional military deployment along the China border. In fact, Arunachal Pradesh, which is a sensitive area as far as the border dispute between India and China is concerned, is now seeing very feverish activity, both militarily and in building of infrastructure. So, for instance, the BRO is building a lot of roads and going further than ever before, closer to the line of actual control. And even the Indian Air Force is beefing up its infrastructure, its advanced landing grounds. It's giving new facilities to the advanced landing grounds so that more and more troops can be deployed, they can be supported logistically. And in fact, the induction of the Chinook heavy lift helicopters in the eastern sector has come as a game changer, both for the Air Force as well as the Army. On the other hand, the Army is inducting the ultralight howitzers, the M777s bought from the United States for the first time in the eastern sector, giving a new edge to the firepower that Indian Army has in this sector. So while the Army is coming up with new habitats, new key location points to house additional troop induction in remote places of, say, Walong, Tooting, Mechuka, even Anini, the Indian Air Force is building or resurfacing and re-strengthening its airstrips and airfields in the northeast, especially in Chabua, which has a Sukhoi 30 base, the Mohanbari base, which has the Chinooks base there, and of course, Tejpur, which also has a Sukhoi 30 fighter squadrons based for the western Kameng area. Now, these are the military deployments, but there are, of course, civil infrastructure that is being built, which also gives further support to the military deployment. In sum, the attention or re-attention to the east is now proving to be a game changer and a major signal to China that what it did in Ladakh is not possible in Arunachal Pradesh, given the new boost to military deployment and military inductions that have happened in this sector. A massive effort to build and rebuild infrastructure is on in the eastern sector of the northern frontier. As you can see all around me, stone crushers, bulldozers, cement mixing plants are all being put in place very near an important airbase of the Eastern Air Command. Here, the fighters operate and the fighters will need more strength and more longer and strengthened runways for continuous operations in this sector. The emphasis is on permanent infrastructure and infrastructure that can give support to more and more inductions of air assets, air defense assets, as well as troop induction. This is where the fresh focus on the northeast and eastern India is happening. As we speak, more and more troops, more and more assets, and more ground infrastructure is being built in this area. In the past 5 to 7 years, some of the important infrastructure projects in the northeast, like road, like bridges, and some rail cum road bridge like this at Bogibill have been expeditiously completed for use of both the civilian and the military. These projects are now helping not only connecting two districts like Dibrugarh and Dhemaji across the Brahmaputra in Upper Assam, but also giving a boost to the military in speedily inducting troops as well as supply chains that are now smooth as far as forward troop deployment is concerned in Arunachal Pradesh along the line of actual control with China. Such projects like the Bogibill Bridge here were pending for almost 16 years. The foundation stone for this bridge was laid by Prime Minister Vajpayee way back in 2002. And it was not until 2014 that this bridge construction got a boost, which then got completed in 2018. This has come as a boon for the people of Dhemaji district, which is on the north bank of the Brahmaputra, who can now travel across the big river and come to Dibrugarh to, say, catch a flight to go to Delhi or even travel faster to go to Guwahati. In Arunachal Pradesh, there is a bridge on the Parshuram Kund or the Brahma Kund, which has enabled the traffic to go faster into eastern Arunachal Pradesh districts like Siang, Subansari and Lohit. There's another bridge at Aluhat or Alubari Ghat, where the connection to Teju or Lohitpur has enabled the army to induct larger troops going into that area on the easternmost flank of the northeast. In fact, called the area which is east of the northeast, the Lohit district, where the troops are right at the LAC, are now assured of a proper supply chain which will give them the required stores and ammunition very quickly and will not be completely dependent on the air effort of the Air Force or the Army Aviation. I remember going to a village called Dong, which is on the easternmost extreme of the Lohitpur or the Lohit district in eastern Arunachal Pradesh in 1999. Going there that time from Dibrugarh was a nightmare. One had to get onto the elephant bank to cross one channel of the river, then get onto the ferry. One had to get on the elephant back to cross one channel of the river, then get onto a ferry to cross over on the other side and then take the road journey, which was to Dong in 1999. Today, because of the bridge that has come up at Dhola Sadia, India's longest road bridge, one can get from Dibrugarh to Teju in no time and then carry on towards the border or the LAC very quickly. The point being, the infrastructure has improved so well in the northeast of late that both civilian population as well as the military are benefiting from it. The focus of the government as a whole of government approach on the northeast is something that is a recent phenomenon. Although people have been talking about northeast being given special attention since 2002, the speed of execution of different projects which benefit the common people as well as the military shows that India is now giving a very special attention to the long neglected northeast, therefore enabling the military also to get a boost. While the military has pivoted, one would say, to the Eastern Command, both the Air Force and the Army, the whole of government approach is something that shows the intent of the government in bringing in rail cum road bridges, the intent of the government in bringing big infrastructure projects that will benefit the people of the Northeast. That's all I have this week. Of course, follow us on our social media handles, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and keep sending us feedback. Until the next time, it's goodbye.